Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 34. Psalm 34. I would like to look this morning at the first five verses of Psalm 34. I began reading this psalm, and I noticed right up above, just before the psalm starts, it says a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Let me just read that for you, what actually happened over in 1 Samuel 21, verses 10 to 15. This is what happened. David arose, the scripture said, and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, "Is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his ten thousands?" And David laid up these words in his heart, and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them, and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the door. He scratched the gate, let his spittle fall down upon his beard. Then Achish unto his servants said to his servants, "Lo, see, this man is mad. Wherefore then have you brought him to me? Have I need of madmen that you've brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" David was afraid. He thought, if I don't do something, I'm gonna perish here. They're gonna kill me. Now, with that thought in mind, that this psalm right here was written, penned at the hand of David. It says a psalm of David. David penned this. And I consider and know for a fact that based upon the inspiration of God's Spirit, that I can truthfully understand and see the heart of a believer desiring to say these words, thinking upon the Lord, desiring forgiveness. I can understand that. But knowing something of the frailty of my heart, and knowing how even when I desire to ask the Lord's forgiveness, to seek the Lord, to bless the Lord, thank Him for His mercy and grace, let me tell you what gives me great comfort is knowing that there is one who is our great high priest, who prays for us, who intercedes for us. There's a man in glory right now that ever liveth to make intercession for us. There is one that the Father, Jehovah Himself, hears for our sake. He hears Him. For Christ's sake, He accepts us. And in our desire to bless, praise the Lord, and thank the Lord, even in that, I'm not able to. I want to. I truly want to. But I want us to look for a few minutes at these first five verses of Scripture. And while we look at them, I want you to consider these words being prayed by our federal head, the Lord Jesus Christ, and praying these words for our sake, and God Almighty accepting these words from the heart and the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, who even right now sits at the right hand of the throne of Almighty God, until God the Father makes all of His enemies to be His footstool. Here is the Lord Jesus Christ praying for those that the Father chose in electing grace. Here is the Lord Jesus Christ who said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you." And here are words that I would desire to say. I pray, Lord, I wish I could say these with a heart, a consistent heart. But there's one that prays these words. And you consider these words coming from His lips for our sake. The Scripture sets forth and says in verse 1, "I will bless the Lord at all times." I know this for a fact. I know that the Lord is worthy to be blessed at all times. Psalm 18 and verse 3, this is what the Scripture says, "I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." I know that He's worthy to be praised. But the problem with me is that because there's an old nature about me that resists and wars and strives, and I'm so inconsistent, I would desire to pray those words. But I know this, the Lord, the God-man mediator, one that was made in the likeness of sinful flesh, He who came into this world as the representative of His people, He can pray those words right there. And I know this, in Him, God accepts those words on my behalf for Christ's sake. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. That is His desire, the will of our blessed Savior, fixed upon obedience and praise to His Father. I will. This is my desire. This is my desire. This is my pleasure. He who knew and knows even now perfectly, to whom praise is due, and knows for what praise is due, and when praise is due, proclaim, "I will bless the Lord at all times." I don't even know what to thank the Lord for. I don't even know what to ask. I don't know what to say. To will, Paul says, is present with me. But how to accomplish that which I would, I find not. I don't know. But He does. "I will bless the Lord at all times, every thought, every word, every action, every situation, under every circumstance, that every providential direction that Jehovah Almighty God is due praise." The Lord Jesus Christ says, "Unto Him who works all things after the counsel of His own will." What has Almighty God done this morning in getting you here? What did God Almighty keep me from? What? I walked down just a few minutes ago, and one of the lights was out in the kitchen. One of the fluorescent lights was out. I went downstairs, and I was going to pull a few light bulbs out of the fluorescent thing. One of them fell over and popped. It flowed glass on me right there just a few minutes ago. And I thought to myself, "Lord, Thank you that I've still got eyes. Lord, thank you that I'm still standing here, that I'll still be able to preach according to your will and purpose. Immediately it went through my mind. I don't even know what to thank the Lord for. I have no idea, but to the Lord Jesus Christ, I will bless the Lord at all times. If all my friends forsake me, if my health is such that I'm confined to a bed, if my worldly possessions be removed as Job's was, the Scripture says, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My friend, there are times that I, because of the foolishness of my old man that still resides, I'll question. I'll think, now why did that? You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe that happened. What a man! His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, thank you that for my good and your glory, that the Lord Jesus Christ will pray this, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, thank you that the Father would accept those words on my behalf, that I'm accepted in you, in the Beloved. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Boasting here refers to that upon which a man places all of his value. Boasting. Speaking well of. That which is most prominent in his mind and that which gives him the most pleasure. That's what boasting is talking about right here. Now if left to me, this is what I'd boast in. I'd boast in my knowledge, my health, my wealth, my self-righteousness. Would I not? Would you not? Do we not? But oh, hear the testimony of him who knows the Father. Everlastingly brought up with him daily, the Scripture says, his delight. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, who was present and vitally joined in the unity of the Godhead in that everlasting covenant of grace with all things before the foundation of the world set forth, established, ordered, known from the beginning are all the works of God. He knows the end from the beginning. He who ordains all things, orders all things, predestinates according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will. He got you here this morning. He brought you here. He allowed you the privilege to be here. Drew you by his power and grace. Oh, listen, this is who prays for his people. This is who intercedes for his people. This is who answers and speaks for me. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The Lord's soul. His very being as the God-man mediator. One with his people. In nature, one with Almighty God who is God. God-man. He says, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Those made to see themselves. Those made to know something of who they are. As fallen in Adam and is saved by the grace of Almighty God. My sheep, he said, hear my voice. God's sheep are going to hear his voice. And they're going to follow him. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Those who have been made to see something of their frailty, their need, their only hope in Christ, they're going to hear. The humble shall hear. They're going to hear by the Spirit of God giving them ears to hear. That's how they're going to hear. I know this. I know that God's people are going to hear the gospel. This is why we don't preach anything else. had people tell me, and they tell, I'm sure every gospel preacher hears this too, you know. Have you got anything else to say? You basically say the same thing every Sunday, thank you. Every Wednesday, thank you. God keep me from preaching anything else. The humble shall hear, and they're going to be glad. They're going to hear. They're going to hear that the Father's pleased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to hear that Christ has put away their debt by His sacrifice. They're going to hear that God everlastingly loved them and chose to show mercy to them. They're going to hear that they are what they are by the grace of God. And you know what? They're going to be glad. Glad that Almighty God accepts them for Christ's sake. The Scripture sets forth, it is not by works of righteousness that we've done, but according to His mercy, saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Glad. Cheered. Thankful. Oh, how much do we have to rejoice in. In Christ. In our Lord. Saved by grace. But then listen to this. I know He prayed. I will bless the Lord. Listen. This is Christ. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof. And now I want you to listen to this gracious invitation. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Here He is speaking to His people. And let us exalt His name together. You know, it's a precious thing to be able to come together and meet with God's people. Sinners, just like I am, just like you are, to come together and to magnify and to boast in the Lord. But I tell you, to hear Him say that to His people. To hear Him say to me, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, so intimately found in union with Him that I would have Him as my elder brother, my friend, my husband, my Lord, my God. Thinking upon Him, praising Him, adoring Him. Here we are this morning trying to enter into what He's saying. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. And I'm struggling all the while. And while I struggle, I realize this. All of my failings, the blood of Christ covers a multitude of sin. That the Lord would say, I'm not going to charge you with iniquity. I hear you. I hear you for my Son's sake. I hear you. As I hear Him, I hear you. As I accept Him, I accept you. As He is, so are you in this world. Robed in His righteousness, the Spirit of God, with groanings that cannot be uttered, as we struggle to pray, and a multitude of sin is covered. Accept it. Accept it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. One of these days, we're going to know about that. Really. One of these days, the Scripture says, we'll cast our crowns before Him. The crown of His righteousness. It wasn't earned by us. We didn't earn any crowns. We got one crown, the crown of His righteousness. And it was by grace that we received that, casting it. Lord, You're worthy to receive all honor and glory and praise. I want to seek the Lord. I want to. I do want to. I want to seek Him. The Lord said in verse 4, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Was it not the Lord Jesus who in the days of His flesh, in the days that He walked this earth, suffered ridicule of men, the forsaking and wrath of His Father? The Scripture says when He offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying, here He is now in the Garden of Eden, and tears unto Him that was able to save Him from death, and He was heard, and that He feared. Here is the glorious God-man, our federal head and husband, truly God, truly man, who lived on this earth, actually walked on this earth in human flesh, right now in human flesh, right now seated on the throne of God Himself, the man, Christ Jesus. He who anticipated and actually suffered the weight of God's wrath in our place, He was heard. He said, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. I'm going to read you something out of Psalm 69. I'm going to tell you about the fears. That's what he was talking about. Psalm 69, verses 17 to 21. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ. These words can be spoken by no other than Christ Himself. You'll see that in a second. Psalm 69, 17. Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I'm in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before me. Reproach. Forsaking of the Father. The Father forsaking Him. Reproach hath broken my heart. And I'm full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, and there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. The Lord Jesus Christ, He feared not to be kept from dying, but that He might be kept in the time of His separation and being forsaken of the Father. Forsaken of His Father. He says, I sought the Lord, back in Psalm 34, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. In that time of separation, when He hung upon that cross, paying the debt for all that the Father had given Him, He said, I lay down my life for the sheep. And He shed His precious blood to redeem all of God's elect, and only God's elect. Not one drop of that blood was shed in vain. Every one that He purchased at Calvary is going to be with Him. He died for His sheep. He did not lay down. He wouldn't even pray for the world. When in John 17, I pray not for the world, but I pray for those that You've given me out of the world. Thine they were, Thou gavest them me. Here's the Lord speaking. And in verse 5, in closing, and these words I looked at, they could be either the words of the Holy Spirit or the words of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. They're one and the same. But the Scripture sets forth, if it's from the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, listen to them. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. If these are the words of Him who has spoken, been speaking concerning seeking the Lord and blessing the Lord, if they're from the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, He speaks of His people looking unto Him the Father, the one that he's been speaking to. They were lightened, they were cheerful, they were at peace with Father. Because of the blood of Christ, they looked unto him and they were lightened. They flowed in the mercy and grace of Almighty God by the blood of Christ. They looked unto him. Father, thank you for Christ's sake that you have mercy on this sinner right here. The blood of Christ that covers us. It cleanses us from all sins. If they be the words of the Holy Spirit, they may be in reference of the Holy Spirit. They're looking only to the Lord Jesus Christ. If the Spirit of God has summed up these passages, they looked unto Him. They looked unto Christ, who was praying for them, seeking the Father. The Lord, the Father had commanded us, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You hear Him." And have we not heard His words this morning? You think of what He's done for us today. What He's done for us eternally. Blessing. Looking to Christ. His sheep were lightened. Cheerful. Encouraged by the Lord to magnify and bless the Lord with Him. And their faces were not ashamed. They're not ashamed of the Father. The Father chose them. They're not ashamed of the Son. The Son redeemed them. They're not ashamed of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has called them out of darkness effectually. The Holy Spirit sealed them. The Holy Spirit's taught them. They're not ashamed of His gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. They're not ashamed of His people. All those that's been everlastingly loved, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples. You have love one for another. Oh Lord, make these words effectual to my heart. Lord, help me in sense to understand something of that which you've done for me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Let's stand together.